The deal is aimed at appeasing some Republican state senators who don't like the way the governor's property and income tax cuts would drive up Wisconsin's structural deficit. To get around that, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says there's talk of taking money the governor wanted to deposit in Wisconsin's rainy day fund and using that to reduce the structural deficit.
It seems like a pretty simple move in that you just need some type of language to increase the statutory balance.
If that idea becomes reality, Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson, a potential holdout, says he'll vote yes.
Sure, yeah, I'm there 100%.
Olson says it would be hypocritical of Republicans to increase the structural deficit when economic times are good.
It's hard to campaign that we got rid of a $3.6 billion structural deficit, and then all of a sudden people are saying, well, there's no such thing as a structural deficit, and it's no big deal. It is a big deal.
The change also has the backing of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
My preference would be to put it in the rainy day fund, but if that's what it took to get a deal so we could get this bill enacted, I could live with that.
But Oshkosh Assembly Democrat Gordon Hintz says it's not a meaningful change at all.
You know, I mean, they're just kind of moving decks around on the Titanic. I mean, the reality is fiscal responsibility is taking a backseat to election year politics.
Based on comments from Fitzgerald and Voss, the bulk of the governor's proposal would remain unchanged, including the $400 million property tax cut. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.